Welcome to the first podcast for Longitude. I'm Darris McNeely. I'm the managing editor of World News and Prophecy. I'm going to be your host on this series of programs. You're on the WNPOnline.org site, which is the online presence for World News and Prophecy. Glad you joined us. For this first podcast, I'd like to talk with you about a subject that you'll probably find will mark a common theme that will run through much of what we talk about. I've been intrigued the last few days by the number of protests that are in the streets of particularly the Middle East and especially in Beirut. There have been a number of recent scenes of citizens taking to the streets to express themselves, and it's stirred the imagination of many people. In the fall of 2004, we saw many people take to the streets in Kiev in the Ukraine in what was called then an Orange Revolution, as they protested the heavy hand of the government there that didn't really want to abide by the recent elections. They forced another election that had to be respected, and the result was a changed government and a hope for a better time. More recently, on January 30th, we watched the scenes of Iraqis going to the polls in Baghdad and other cities in Iraq under a great deal of threat from terrorists especially. These citizens took to the streets and cast their ballots for a new government. It was a historic event for that country to take part in elections with that much freedom. Now, recent days, we've seen in Lebanon, and particularly Beirut, again, citizens taking to the streets, protesting, in this case, the assassination of a former prime minister, Rafik Hariri, just 2 weeks earlier. And citizens now have gone to the streets to protest the Syrian-dominated government, the presence of Syrian troops and influence in their country. And just on Monday of this week, this is Wednesday, March the 2nd, just 2 days ago, the Syrian-backed prime minister of Lebanon himself resigned and his government with him. And so we have seen what is being called there a cedar revolution take place. In Iraq, it was a purple revolution. In Ukraine, it was an orange revolution. So revolutions are taking many different colors at this particular time. But these have been historic events. These have been stirring events that we're watching. And where they will lead is another question. There are even reports of people taking to the streets in Cairo and mounting certain protests there against the government of President Hosni Mubarak. Where that's going to lead is going to be an interesting situation for us to watch as well. But this is something that we are watching on the pages of Longitude and in World News and Prophecy. These scenes of people, common people, rising up against tyranny and unjust government is really a picture of people who are wanting to have their freedom. They're wanting to be free to live, to love in peace and in dignity, without any other human being depriving them of that privilege. Regardless of nationality, ethnicity, their race, religion, or sex, the great real human need is for freedom. It has been since the very beginning. It's at the core of human events, and it's what shapes our experiences of all of mankind and all the races of man on this planet. Freedom really is the great gift that God has given to mankind. I know that President Bush has sounded that note and that themes repeatedly, and more so in his recent inaugural address at his second inauguration in January, but it truly is. Freedom is God's gift to mankind, and it does begin in the Scriptures. When we go back to the Bible, at the story of the two trees in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2 especially, we see where God placed two trees there in the garden in Eden, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in the instruction to Adam and Eve, God basically gave them a choice to choose between those two trees. And he basically encouraged them to take of the tree of life and to avoid taking of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know the story. Adam and Eve took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were cast out of the garden, and that set the stage for so much of human history and human events since then. But at the core of that story is the fact that God gave man the freedom of choice. Freedom is at the heart of God's experience with his creation, and it is indeed a gift to mankind. And we see that springing up at what is now a very interesting juncture in history. Because the people in the streets of Kiev or Baghdad and Beirut and Cairo are really reacting to oppression, greed, and misgovernment. And they may not replace what they have with anything better. In fact, unfortunately, history shows us that humans rarely do. But they are likely going to replace the existing governments, and we hope and we pray that they will get a better deal, a better shake than what they have had before. we do have to applaud the common man and the woman who takes a stand for freedom. This cry of the heart is really a reflection of what the Apostle Paul wrote about in Romans chapter 8, verse 22, where he spoke of the creation that groans and labors with birth pangs. The creation is indeed laboring at this particular time, and what it is laboring over is really freedom. But the freedom that it is looking for is going to have to wait until Jesus Christ returns, until the prophesied Messiah returns to this earth. And then will real liberty and freedom be brought to all peoples. When Christ restores a just government that is based upon the eternal laws of his kingdom, then we will find the freedom, the true freedom that's based on godly righteousness, come to all the nations as so many of the prophecies and the prophets of old foretold. That is what we look for. That's what we hope and pray will be restored. It is at the heart of what so many people are taking to the streets and looking for at this time. We'll continue to watch this. Stay tuned to us here at Longitude, this podcast, and others that will follow, and stay with us on this website, WNP Online. We're going to be bringing more information to you as time goes along, and these podcasts will be a regular feature of our work here. It's good to be with you this morning. Thanks for listening.